All right, romantasy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romantasy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours book talk romantasy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Magic gem that just has a very special energy to it you can't explain. So when loved ones pass, their energy hugs their objects. This part is tender and honestly my favorite. So when someone passes, their energy doesn't vanish. It changes form. It lifts, it expands, it becomes more fluid. The objects they touched or loved or cherished, they hold a soft imprint of their spirit. Not in a spooky way, but in a comforting way. And you can feel maybe their habits, their essence, their affection, their quirks, probably their emotional tone, the part of them that still loves you. This is why people keep shirts or books, hidden jewelry, handwritten notes, why touching those objects can make you cry or smile instantly, because the object becomes a bridge, a small tether between the physical world and the subtle world where they now live. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today, we are going to talk about something I think every intuitive person secretly knows but does not always say out loud. Objects have energy. Not in a spooky, everything is haunted way, but in that subtle, emotional, psychic imprint type of way. As you know, some things just feel alive, some items, right? Some perhaps even thrifted items, they feel like they're whispering to you. Why that necklace from your grandma still feels warm somehow, or why certain corners of a room make your body tense without logic, and why there are objects that you'll never throw away even though they have no practical purpose. And so today we're going to talk about that, about the way objects hold the fingerprints of emotion and memory, intention, and their spirit. Yes, spirit. And so we're going to wander into the haunted edges, right? The lucky charms, the item that happens to make your stomach drop, and the items that remind you of someone who has passed. Because yes, their energy absolutely imprints too. So let's get a little weird. You know when you walk into someone's house and instantly you just sense the people inside this house, they love each other, right? Or maybe you can sense some tension in the room if something happened there. We register that energetically. Not intellectually, we register it, we understand it energetically, right? So objects, they work the same way. Some people call it psychometry, some call it residual energy, some just call it vibes. But it's the same phenomenon. Our nervous system picks up on what an object has been around, what it was used for, and what emotional charge is baked into it. Really just test this within yourself, actually. So have you ever held something thrifted and just immediately felt, nope. Or ever worn someone else's jewelry and suddenly maybe you felt a little heavier or maybe even lighter, right? Or ever touched an old book and just felt weirdly emotional, smelled the pages and felt something in your body that you can't explain. Or ever grabbed someone else's sweater and suddenly you just felt them, something about them. It's an energy. Or ever walked into an antique store and just felt a little overwhelmed or overstimulated, maybe even dizzy. This is because objects, especially personal ones, they carry layers of energetic residue. Emotions, memories, intentions, trauma, love, repetition, ritual. It's like a spiritual version of fingerprints. Humans imprint their energy on anything that they happen to touch, especially if it's something that they touch repeatedly or emotionally, hence why we'll cleanse objects sometimes when they enter our home, right? Especially thrifted ones. Jordan and I have been going to a lot of different thrift shops. Certain thrift shops definitely feel a little more exciting for me, but there's always still a sense of weirdness that I can't quite explain. But then some thrift shops, man, I just walk in there and I just feel overwhelmed, feel overstimulated. I don't feel great being in there. I want to get out of there as fast as possible. But I do want to add that you can find very special thrifted items that maybe, let's just say, was held by a witch and has a lot of magic to it, or just held by somebody in a very high vibrational state, maybe intentionally, spiritually or not, but they had some sort of magnetism to them, or they were very uplifted when they were holding this. And you can find that as well at thrift stores. That's exciting to seek that type of energy. And so I want to talk about this energy, the haunted versus charged versus alive energy. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like two full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose and it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first Coffee Plus starter kit, free Peppermint Mocha Creamer Plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. Things don't need to be haunted to feel intense, right? Haunted energy usually comes from something that has absorbed fear or shock or an unresolved emotion. Think an old house where someone suffered, or a mirror that witnessed conflict every single day, or an item kept in a place where the energy was stagnant or dark. Your body will clock it immediately. Heaviness, chills, or that feeling of, this doesn't belong to me. But there's also charged energy, and this is when an object holds intention, like a tarot deck that you've used for years, a journal you wrote your heart into, a necklace you touched every morning while saying a prayer, or even silly things like the lucky socks you wear every big moment because your body associates them with safety and success. Charged objects feel warm and buzzy and familiar, like they're part of your energy field. Then there are the ones that just feel alive. Not literal consciousness, but a pulse. An item that feels like it has a personality or a presence. Artists feel this with their tools. Musicians with their instruments. A grandmother with her baking bowl, right? Or a kid with their stuffed animal. It's the energy of a long companionship. There's a reason why some objects also feel bad, and it's not in your head. When an object makes you uncomfortable, it's usually one of three things. It holds unresolved emotional residue, think anger or grief or fear or conflict, or it belonged to someone deeply unhappy or chaotic, and your nervous system is reading their imprint. Or it's connected to a place that has heavy history, so hotels, hospitals, old houses, basements, objects absorb the environment. You are not overly sensitive, you're energetically literate. Other people might just walk in and they think this place feels weird and keep walking. But perhaps you recognize like, oh, this object is holding, is harboring a specific energy. And the other side of that, of course, like I was saying, there's lucky objects. Some objects feel lucky. You touch them and your whole body softens or opens. Maybe they happen to be infused with positive repetition or confidence or ritual, joyful memories, your own life force energy. Lucky objects are basically spiritual batteries, so you charge them without realizing it. Your crystal you touch during every affirmation, or a ring you wore the night something magical happened. A scarf that reminds you of a version of you loved. A photo that pulls your heart into alignment. I still hold this little jar of water I got from Bali. They said was holy water that they prayed to and they sent a certain energy to. And so I hold that energy with me. These become energetic anchors. Little reminders of your power and your intuition or the people who love you. Or you might find something special at the thrift shop. The one magic gem that just has a very special energy to it you can't explain. So when loved ones pass, their energy hugs their objects. this part is tender and honestly my favorite. So when someone passes, their energy doesn't vanish. It changes form. It lifts, it expands, it becomes more fluid. The objects they touched or loved or cherished, they hold a soft imprint of their spirit. Not in a spooky way, but in a comforting way. And you can feel their habits, their essence, their affection, their quirks, probably their emotional tone, the part of them that still loves you. This is why people keep shirts or books, hidden jewelry, handwritten notes, why touching those objects can make you cry or smile instantly, because the object becomes a bridge, a small tether between the physical world and the subtle world where they now live. Their energy isn't trapped and it's not stuck. It's not lingering because they haven't crossed over. It's more like the object remembers who touched it. It remembers their warmth. So when you pick it up, you feel it too. And this is why sometimes in moments of grief, we clutch something of theirs. It's instinct. Jordan, when it comes to obviously his parents who have passed on their special stuff, we protect that at all costs. It is very sentimental for him. And when I hold his mom's jewelry or an art piece of his dad's, I can sense them. And it's not because they're right there. Well, maybe, but you can feel that object remembers their energy still. And we don't touch it a lot because you don't want to taint it. You want to keep their energy there. And I want him to feel his parents when he holds these objects. Your body knows I can still hold them in a way. Some people even feel visits through these objects, a sudden wave of peace or a tingling or a warmth or a memory that drops into the mind so smoothly it doesn't feel like your own thought. It's one of the easiest mediums for them. This might be why some mediums or psychics want you to bring an object of theirs to the appointment. So why this matters for your home and your energy? Well, your home is not just a place, it's an energetic ecosystem. And the objects inside it are the ingredients. This is why decluttering might feel spiritual, or why rearranging a room can shift your mood. Why bringing in something new can change the atmosphere. Why letting go of certain items can feel like breaking spells. Why your intuition is constantly scanning what feels like you and what feels not like you, or what is helping you or what is draining you. This is why when you decorate your home in a way that feels aligned, life starts to move better. Because your external world is no longer contradicting your internal world. There's also this interesting thing that happens with the energy of entire homes. Let's say you walk into a place that is objectively beautiful. Everything is perfectly curated. Everything is brand new. Maybe it's straight from Amazon or a gorgeous interior design store. Yet it feels almost blank. Like not bad and not good. Just neutral. Maybe not so homey. Like the walls don't have anything to say yet, because they don't. It's a blank slate in a sense that these people created. Brand new objects haven't absorbed anything from the people who live there yet. No memories, no dinners, no emotions, no rituals, no laughter, no heartbreak. They're blank slates. But maybe when you come back and they've kept all of the same decor and it's been there for several years, maybe there's a different feeling because, well, those objects have absorbed something. But some people do love the blank slates, right? Some people want their home to feel like a clean page, like a fresh start every single day. But on the other side, you may walk into a home filled with antiques or vintage pieces, family heirlooms, old wood, old art, just everywhere. And suddenly the place has so much to say and so many layers, so many stories. Sometimes for a lot of people that feels magical and grounding. And for others, it might just feel overwhelming, like every object is humming with its own past. Some people thrive in that depth. They love that feeling that the home has a soul. And others might feel that it's overstimulating, like there's just too much energy for their nervous system to filter through. I fall somewhere in the middle. For my home, I love my home having a pulse, having a few objects that hold memory and intention and personality, but not so many where that energy becomes noisy. So I love a space that does feel lived in and loved and softened by presence, but still breathable for me, still open enough for me to imprint my own energy onto it. And this is so important. Everyone's nervous system interprets spaces differently. So this is why you should create a space for you and not for everyone else. What feels warm and cozy to one person might feel chaotic to another, and that's not under your control, right? What feels calming and empty to one might feel cold and lifeless to someone else. There's no right or wrong energetic style. It's just resonance. So homes, just like objects, meet us where we are. And the way we respond to them says as much about us as it does about the things inside them. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, the way objects hold the breath of everything they've been through, the way your body reads it before your mind does, the way your loved ones still touch you through physical things, the way your intuition isn't random, it's responding to real energetic signatures woven into the material world. You're not imagining it. You're not dramatic. You're tuned in. And if no one has told you today, your sensitivity is not a burden. It's a compass. So keep choosing the objects that feel like home to your spirit. Stay curious about them. Share this with a friend who may resonate with an episode like this. If you like this episode, feel free to let me know. I am on Substack. RaquelleMantra, that's Raquel Mantra, and on Instagram, Raquel Mantra. And with all that being said, stay curious, stay open, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.